The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Rose Rotation, NFL Network. He's all over the place. We love him. He is Chris Rose. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. DTR is your starting quarterback on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, about what expected. I mean, doesn't surprise me. They have to look at a guy they've got under contract for the next 2 years to see if he's good enough to at least be the backup. This is not, in my opinion, hey, is he good enough to save us for what's going on in the quarterback room? Because I don't see that. The bit that we've seen DTR play, he hasn't shown anything that has made us lean in that direction. So to me, this is to see, is he trustworthy enough? Because last year, what they figured out was, no, he wasn't. Right? I mean, that's why they brought Jameis Winston in, was to be a veteran guy that would back up. And if Deshaun got hurt, then we'll go that direction. So now they have to figure out whether or not they've got a viable backup quarterback. That's the way I see it.
Chris, you're in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. He played his college football at UCLA in Los Angeles. What was the feeling about him as a college quarterback?
Great. He's a great kid. He's awesome. He's, you know, I still have questions about his arm. Like, I want to know, when you think about arm strength, for example, people think, oh, well, can he throw it 70 yards? There were, you know, what, 1,000 passes last week. Let's just throw that number out. How many of them were more than 50 yards? Like,
five?
Right.
Who knows?
That's not arm strength. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, can he throw it 30 yards across the field when there's a little bit of wind coming at you? Like, those sort of throws. Those are the ones I want to see him make. And if you're playing quarterback in the month of December, people could say, well, you need to be able to run the football. Well, that's BS. You're still firing the ball all over the yard. That's what the game has become today, with the rules the way they are and the ease with which passing games can kind of develop. So in the month of December and January, there's still plenty of teams throwing the football. So I want to see if he can do that. And he's going to get a shot to do it. And some interesting weather patterns in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore over the last 3 weeks. Because I do think, even though Kevin said it's week to week, I think that barring an injury, he'll be starting each of those games.
Kevin also said Dustin Hopkins will be back this week. And Ian Rappaport now reporting the Falcons are signing Riley Patterson off the Browns practice squad onto their 53-man roster. So Riley Patterson, and we kind of Kevin kind of alluded to the fact that he'll be signing with another team real quick, too. So
somebody's going to come get him.
Yeah, that's what he said. So
someone's going to come and get him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easy.
It's kind of daunting sounding, isn't it, Chris?
He sounds like he's a double agent, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. For Dustin, it's just hopefully getting mentally right over these last 3 weeks. It's just, it's incredible how it's just fallen apart at virtually every turn with this team. It's been demoralizing. And, you know, he had one of the great, great seasons, I think, in kicking history. Forget about Cleveland last year.
He was great.
Mm-hmm.
He went 8 for 8, I think, from 50 plus. And the number of games that he won was astounding. And now it's like, you know, we're trying a 32-yarder and you're buckling up for turbulence. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, we hit another air pocket. So
It's funny you talk about where they were and where they are now. When the NFL got together in the offseason and said, hey, let's put the Browns in all these spotlight games at the end of the year. And now all of a sudden you got this game against the Bengals, which is like, it's a hot potato. Like, nobody wanted to touch it. You know, you went from, what, Amazon on Thursday to Fox, like, I don't want the game. CBS, you can have the game. And now they're sitting there on Sunday, and I don't know. It's just, in a lot of ways, it's heartbreaking, but I'm still trying to figure out what I want to watch for as far as moving forward with this team. And you know, you got some guys banged up, Njoku's banged up. I don't know. I want them to play spoiler, but Chris, help me. I just don't know what I want from this team the last 3 weeks of the season, because I still want a good draft pick, too.
Two words for you.
Yeah.
Mock draft. Did I sneak it in? Did I sneak it in?
You got it in. Yeah, We think we've got Menigan to turn the corner.
Yeah,
there's no way we can't say the word draft over the We have beaten down Menigan. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's about draft. It's about watching college football coming up this weekend, huh?
Yep, that's what it's about. And it's a bad way to live. It's a bad way to live. And you sit here, and most years you're like, God, we could end up with 3 wins. What does that mean? We're picking 1 or 2. We're picking 7. You're like,
I know.
How the hell is the rest of the NFL that bad? I cannot remember having this many poor teams at the same time. Now, you know, I mean, you better believe, like, I'm a Jacksonville fan down the stretch, and I was begging for Carolina to come up with a win last week. First time in 2 years that they were actually favored in a game, and they barely showed up against the Cowboys. So I'd love to be able to move into that top 5, because even if it's not quarterback there, they just need to get an elite player in a draft where it falls off pretty quickly.
Chris, this leaves me and Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network. The move to DTR, and I understand the concept of you want to see what you have. To me, it also means we've seen enough of Jameis to know that we don't think he's our starting quarterback next year, so we don't need to play him anymore. Because if you thought there was still a chance of that, wouldn't you play him to get him more familiar with everything that's going on and maybe for more opportunity for Kevin and Ken Dorsey to work with him? It just makes me think that they've turned the page.
Well, he's been in this league 10 years. Is there anything that surprised you about his play since he became the starting quarterback on both the positive and the negative side? Anything?
You were like, God, I didn't know that.
I was hoping that working with Sean Payton and the little bit that he had with Payton in that second year when he was pretty good at protecting the football might have carried over. And it didn't look like it here, certainly.
So it's interesting. Obviously, I work with a Hall of Famer in Kurt Warner,
sure,
who does talk to quarterbacks. And Jameis is one of the guys, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, that Jameis is one of the guys that he has conversed with this year. And we were talking about it, and I said, Kurt, what? You know, you saw him up close because Kurt also does the radio call on Monday Night Football. I said, you saw him up close in Denver, which was the, like, most amazing Jameis game ever.
Yep.
Almost 500 yards passing, but a pair of pick sixes. Could have been another one. I said, what is it? He goes, Chris, believe it or not, like, most of his decisions are really, really good. But then we saw him get picked off in the end zone last week by Brian Cook, where he threw the ball deep downfield. I think he was looking for Elijah Moore. And Kurt is like, You cannot make that throw. Like, the backside safety is going to be there 10 out of 10 times. And for anybody who has played as much football as he has, he's got to know that. And, you know, we would try and decipher why he was trying to make those throws. And you know, there's just some things that it feels like are irreparable.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I've always liked him. And I love when he's on, he's so much fun and he's very good. But it's exactly that. And that's what I was hoping. I wanted to get a good look and see maybe did Sean Payton get through to him? And at least in the sample size we've seen here, Chris, I think the answer is no.
No. I mean, this is when we're done and they're doing an NFL Films, you know, 8-minute piece on Jameis Winston's time in the NFL, I don't know how much of the piece gets dedicated to his what will likely be 1 year stay in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting. As I tweeted out with him, doing the Jameis Winston experience just as an NFL fan is incredible. It really is. Because there have been so few quarterbacks that will keep his team and the other team in the game at the same time. But when you have to experience it on your team, you are like tightening your seatbelt. You are making sure that you're mentally prepared for whatever the next 3+ hours brings, because it's unlike any experience I've ever seen before. It really is incredible.
Hmm. Chris, I got one last question for you. Is there anybody you're watching for in particular over these next couple of weeks for college football that would be like, this is a guy I'd like to see on the Browns? If not, if it could be anybody, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I will not be watching offensive linemen on LSU in Texas.
Okay.
Although that's who I should be watching. So what will I be doing instead? I'll be calling Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel gives me a list of guys.
Ah.
I was like, and so I will bring that to you
okay.
as well.
Oh, thanks.
So,
will you send it to me? I'd love to see his list.
I would rather
just
watch these four playoff games just to watch and enjoy the playoff games. I can't sit here because everything changes when you take them out of the college vacuum and then
true.
Put them in the NFL, right? It's the ability to project. Because if it was the other way around, then Tim Tebow would be on his way to Canton.
Good point. Good point. Chris, enjoy all the football this weekend, especially because we have it like every day moving forward, starting Wednesday forward next week. So look forward to seeing everything that you do and that you do so well. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, bud.
Much appreciated. We'll talk soon, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Chris. Happy holidays. He is Chris Rose. Of course, you know him from the Rose Rotation, BattleBots, Pride in Northeast Ohio, NFL Network. See him all over the place. So, I thought he said some interesting stuff. Let's come back. We'll talk about that. We are going to hear some quarterback talks as we go back out to Berea here in a few moments, too. 216-474-0092. And to kind of hear Chris after listening to Kevin, you know, this just kind of like, let's see what we got kind of thing. Nothing personal.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin didn't make it sound like it was anything personal. It was just like, let's see what we got.
If it weren't professional, Jameis would still be starting. If he'd been doing a good job up to what they wanted them to do, he'd still be the starter.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves.
He made it into a – although, but what – I thought it was interesting that the way Chris explained it was, well, hey, you know, he's got more contract time left, and – let's just see if he should be around for the backup even. I mean, your backup's always one snap away. So what's the difference? He's got to be ready to go. And he's only had two starts since he's been here where he's had a week to prepare. You're biting your tongue over there.
Yep. Well, he's only made three starts, period.
Right. So. And so and the first one was, oh, by the way, you're playing against the Ravens. Deshaun's not playing today. 15 minutes before the game.
Well, you just said one snap away. So there you go.
So are you good with this being a tryout for the backup position over the next 3 weeks? I don't know that you have a choice, but does that seem like a logical thing for this football team to do?
My hope is that DTR is so terrific that they think he can be the starter next year. I personally think Jameis is the guy that if you had to pick somebody on this team who could possibly be the starter next year, it would be Jameis, and I would continue to play him. And hope that maybe you could help him figure it out. Everybody keeps saying you can't get him to figure it out and he's just going to do this. Okay, that's fine. Then if you've made the decision to move on from him, that's what you're doing right now. I just think the guy, The guy has such arm talent, and Chris summed it up really well. You know, the guy can keep you and your opponent in the game at the same time. And it's been that way. It's been so disappointing to see what's happened the last four games with 9 interceptions. Because, man, we see how he can sling it. Man, he can throw. Jerry Jeudy, I'm sure, loves him. I'm sure Elijah Moore loves him. Cedric Tillman loves him because he made them better. But he also turned the ball over. You can't do that in the NFL, and you certainly can't do it for Kevin Stefanski.
All right, we are standing by for press conferences from Berea. I don't know who's going to go first. It's either going to be Jameis or it's going to be DTR. We're hearing that both are going to speak today. So when that happens, we will go to it and take a phone call. So, Kev, if we got to break away real quick, we'll break away. So how are you, Kevin? Kevin at Cuyahoga Falls.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today, gentlemen?
Good.
Hey, I'm on Team Baskins here. Preach it, brother. I mean, bring it. I'm all about, I think, guys' names we have not seen get significant time should be getting a lot of significant time. I'm not saying sit all the starters. I'm not going that far. Certainly our offensive line needs to be out there to give DTR the best chance possible to see what he's got. But every other position out there, there is no incentive. There's no good side. There's no benefit to playing our starters significant minutes these last few games. Number one, risk of injury. You said it, Andy. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Number two, it ruins our chance to pick up those minor league football players we need next year. So, I mean, there is no incentive for them to get significant. And by letting the other guys play, you see what you got. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, those guys are also getting paychecks to play football too, right? So, I mean, Let's see what they're worth, right? Why not?
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Because you can't sit everybody.
No, the guys have to play. This is like watching preseason football right now, isn't it?
Got to play.
Yeah.
Some of these starters have to play.
Kevin, good stuff. Thank you. Appreciate you. Happy holidays, my friend.
Keep up the good work, fellas. You're doing great.
Thank you. Kevin at Cuyahoga Falls. Yeah, and so I brought that up before about the notion of, and are we calling him, what's Keith's nickname now? I forgot.
Fearless Leader.
Fearless Leader.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had to make sure that I wasn't really into Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just so you know.
I didn't name him.
If you got a better one, I'm open to suggestions. Yeah.
Oh, was it yours?
Yeah, I just tossed that one out.
Oh, okay.
If you got a better, I'm open to suggestions.
Are you defensive on this?
I just don't care.
We need to find a new...
Okay.
I don't know. Something different. Something different. A better nickname. Not a better nickname, just something different.
Andy apparently doesn't like your idea, Dan.
No, I was just trying to think. We had Poobah. Poobah. And then we had Super Poobah. We've had all these guys in the mix. So we'll have to, when Keith finally, we figure out a good nickname for him, we'll lay into it on that. But he came in here and he was like, because I made the mention of, you know, do you stop playing Myles Garrett at some point? And he said that he was talking to the morning show and those guys were kicking it around too. Same kind of question. Do you want to see what Cameron Thomas looks like? You want to see what James Houston looks like? I want to play those guys at end?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I don't know of a lot of value unless Miles has incentives in his contract. Like I would say keep playing him if he's got contract incentives on, especially like getting 100 sacks for his career. So he's still half a sack away. Man, everything I thought was that game against Kansas City was so goofy. You know, they've got an injury on the line. You thought Miles for sure would get a sack. They're a team that rarely gets turnovers. They got 4-6. I mean, it's like that game last week is still perplexing to me. Good word to use.
They've had some games this year where they just should have won the game or should have been certainly more competitive. And I think last week was one of those.
Let's go to Jim in Brook Park. Jim, home of the New Dome. How are you? Hi, Jim.
Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How's that dome coming along out there, Jim?
They've cleared the land, right? Everything's clear.
Yeah, the land's clear. We're just, we're waiting for enough police, enough fire, enough workers to do everything else.
You'll get them. They're coming, my friend. They're coming. Why don't you go get a shovel? Start digging. We'll get there quicker.
Yeah, all right.
All right, thanks. What do you got?
Listen, if we just put, like, for this weekend, every 10th play, one of our receivers in a Bengals uniform, Winston would throw 500 yards. We'd beat him by 20, 30 points. Every 10th play, I'm telling you, this would work.
Nice.
We used to have the same unis. They were close. Remember when all they had, the only difference in the helmets was a stupid sticker that said Bengals on it.
They didn't have a stripe.
It just had a sticker, and it said Bengals.
Listen, seriously, I think the most important thing that we can do in this offseason is to find an offensive line coach that's close to Callahan. That I think that that's the biggest missing link of this year. When we had lost linemen last year, he was able to take these young kids and mold them into real linemen. And he's the only one that's missing this year that we can't replace. And these linemen are just not the same as they were last year with them, the young guys I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, Conklin missed significant time this year. You don't really know what's going on at left tackle. I agree. And, you know, it's
the,
like,
the injuries have been huge.
Yeah.
But we can't.
I mean, I want to believe, I want to believe that part of this is coaching, but I mean, how far can you coach? These guys are in the NFL. Like, when they're young, I guess you, there's that adjustment period to getting ready and used to the NFL. But at some point, I mean, Wyatt Teller's been in the league for a while. Jack Conklin's been in the league for a while. You know, Ethan, these guys, Joel knows what he's doing, you know?
But when those guys went down, the young guys stepped up last year, and I believe that coaching had a lot to do with that. You know, we can't do our line on the if-come anymore. Three of those guys had serious knee injuries that, mm-hmm. to come back from last year, yet we just said, okay, well, that's fine. We're not going to replace anybody. We're not going to go out and find anybody that we can count on.
Well, they did. I mean, they drafted Zach Zinter. You know, yeah, Jim, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I'll buy it. Okay. All right, I'll see. I got a shovel. I'll meet you out there later. We'll start digging. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, cool. Jim's with me. We're going to build the dome ourselves.
It's going to be great. Can't wait to sit in row D in that one.
It'd be a mess. I didn't
sure
pay enough attention to my father as an electrician.
No,
I should have been paying. I was like, oh, so what's this Romex stuff do, Dad? As I was trying to figure that out.
On Andy.
Make me smarter, will you please? Can you do this? I want to know a little bit more about our quarterback.
Maybe. Who have actually played in the NFL. The other five, all on defense. Dorian Williams, currently a linebacker with the Bills. Dorian O'Daniel, former linebacker with the Chiefs. Dorian Etheridge, linebacker, 7 games with Atlanta in 2021. Dorian Boose, defensive end, 4 seasons with the Giants, or with the Jets and Washington. Dorian Brew, which is a heck of a name, isn't it? Defensive back with the Ravens and the Chargers in the late 90s. And there was a 7th guy, Dorian Johnson, who was a guard who was drafted by the Cardinals in 2017, but he never actually played in the league. Only offensive player named Dorian to ever play in the National Football League.
It's impressive. You have spawned me to want to do more research.
I've spawned
you? Did you know?
You?
Yes. Did Goodness you know gracious. In the 2009 NFL draft, the 16th overall pick going to the San Diego Chargers was linebacker from Ball State. Give up? Jeff Phelps! Come on, man! Get with the program! I'm reading it right here. 16th overall pick.
That's
in the
great.
09, Jeff.
Can someone come get me?
Sure. I got a jacket that's going to hide your arms behind your back there.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Let's come back, and hopefully we'll hear from the quarterbacks. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.